Woke Snow White actress accused of trolling Israeli co-star with Free Palestine post. By Joshua Klein on August 13, 2024. Disney's upcoming Snow White star Rachel Zegler is facing backlash after calling to Free Palestine, a phrase adopted by anti-Israel activists demanding the elimination of the Jewish state, as she promoted the new musical film. On Saturday, Disney unleashed online the first trailer for its live-action Snow White remake, featuring Zegler in the title role of Snow White, as well as Israeli actress and model Gal Gadot as the Evil Queen, with a March 2025 release planned. After posting the new trailer, the 23-year-old West Side Story star expressed enthusiasm over the clip's swift popularity. "I love you all so much. Thank you for the love and for 120 meters views on our trailer in just 24 hours. What a whirlwind," she wrote on Monday. "I am in the thick of rehearsals for Romeo plus Juliet, so I'm gonna get out of here. Bye for now. And y'all always remember, Free Palestine," she added in a follow-up post. The post was met with backlash, with many having viewed the messaging as a personal jab against her Israeli co-star. "What a sad, petty and ignorant person you are," wrote journalist Emily Schrader. "Rachel Zegler is trolling her much more famous and beautiful Snow White co-star Gal Gadot," wrote media contributor Joel Patlin. "Disney continues to hire the wrong actors to represent their brand. Rather than promoting a film, they choose to embarrass themselves in the studio. Gal Gadot has to pretend she's jealous of your looks. Her most difficult acting job so far," wrote British journalist Neil Berg. "Trying to campaign on the head of your co-star, who actually lives through war, just so you'll look cooler with the kids, is really pathetic," wrote one ex-user. Meanwhile, since the Snow White trailer's release, Israeli actress Gal Gadot continues to face an anti-Semitic backlash, with pro-Palestinian commentators criticizing her casting and calling for a boycott due to her background. Zegler had previously called for a Free Palestine in May, as well as in 2021, after Hamas launched rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel, some of which struck Israeli residences and a school, with the Israeli military forced to retaliate. That same year, Zegler called conservative campaigner Kyle Rittenhouse's acquittal the epitome of white privilege and exactly what is wrong with this godforsaken country after he was initially arrested over the shooting of three rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She also admonished Americans for not speaking Spanish in response to the controversy over the Steven Spielberg-directed West Side Story's lack of subtitles. Snow White has faced a deluge of negative publicity since Zegler created a PR disaster for Disney after old videos resurfaced showing the actress insulting the original 1937 film, claiming that the prince character is a creepy stalker and that women no longer crave romance. "It's no longer 1937," she smugly declared. In August on the SAG-AFTRA picket line, the actress demanded to be paid for every hour that the Disney film is streamed. Subsequently, a video of Zegler holding back tears as she reacted to criticism went viral. The matter comes as the progressive left continues to push racial double standards and woke ideology. Last April, Disney released the live-action Peter Pan and Wendy featuring a diverse cast with non-white actors playing the roles of Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, though Captain Hook, played by Jude Law, is still white, and girls as members of the Lost Boys, which marked the revisionist departure from J.M. Barrie's original novel. Though the film, directed by indie filmmaker David Lurie, has been described as woke and multicultural, Chicago-based writer Noah Berletsky charged that racism and colonialism are built into the workings of the Peter Pan story. According to Berletsky, switching to non-white actors isn't enough to address the tale's core issues. Disney, seeing profits plummet and its stock tumble 44% coming off a rough 2022, is still reeling from a number of woke flops, including the animated environmental movie Strange World, which featured a gay teen protagonist, and Pixar's Toy Story spin-off movie Lightyear, which featured a lesbian kiss. Last year, Jaws star Richard Dreyfuss stated Hollywood's new thoughtless diversity inclusion standards make him vomit. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.